You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. And I'm pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by Jannie Bear. She is the executive director for the Somerville High School Foundation. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, Mark.
Calling all bears. And before we talk about this weekend, first, can you tell us what the Somerville High School Foundation is?
Well, the foundation was formed in 2003 and began their work at Somerville High School with some amazing capital outlay projects like the construction of the girls' softball field and the tennis courts. And today, in today's world, we have a grant program called the Bear Grant Program that rewards requests for innovative and creative programs in the classroom.
Calling All Bears is the ultimate class reunion. All alumni are invited back to participate in this weekend's events. I've never heard of such a thing, Jan, and yet this weekend looks really fun. How many people have responded to this?
Oh, gee, at least 300. Our dinner is sold out. It will accommodate 200 people. But we've had lots of calls from people across the United States that are flying in for the event. One of our Hall of Fame honorees this year is coming in from Missouri. One of our benefactors, Marcia Speck, who is a tennis player and has donated funds for the maintenance of the tennis equipment and so on, is flying in from Hawaii. Alumni are coming in to respond to our Calling All Bears.
And there may be some alumni that have not heard a single word about this, but they are invited to many of these events, as many of these events are free of charge. Things begin Friday night over at Motherlode Christian School. Why Motherlode Christian?
Well, Motherlode Christian School was built in 1911 for the purpose of students that are in the town of Tuolumne being able to get off the railroad trains and going downtown Sonora for their education and being able to be educated in the township of Tuolumne. And so Motherlode Christian School was the first Somerville High School.
And that's just going to be a fun alumni reception this Friday afternoon at Motherlode Christian School. Saturday, this is going to be fun. Everything shifts over to Westside Memorial Park and the Tuolumne Veterans Memorial Hall and Jerry Whitehead Senior Field all day long on Saturday, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning, and things kick off with a parade. Tell us about the parade.
Well, the parade really got started because we have a good relationship with the Associated Student Body and Dina Soto, their advisor. And we knew that once the football field was constructed with the all-weather track, that the students were not able to do their floats for homecoming. And this event is the weekend right before homecoming. So we thought, wouldn't it be great to do a parade where the students could actually decorate their class floats and we could have Queen and King and Prince and Princess candidates riding in convertibles again. And the kids are so excited about this. They started working on their floats this summer and they're choosing their candidates at the end of this week, and we'll have cars for them to ride in. But then it kind of took off, and we have fire trucks. We have the Model A Club here in Sonora participating, a color guard. Orange Crush Band at Somerville is going to play, and horseback riders will bring up the end of the parade. It's just a great little parade, and we're really looking forward to it. It's blossomed. We have about 40 entries in that parade.
Tell me a little bit about parking, however, for the
parking
parade.
Is important because we wanted to try and take the burden off of people parking in front of homes in Tuolumne, because there are residences close by the park, and we knew that we were going to have an influx of people. So the high school partnered with us, and there's parking at the high school, and Tuolumne County Transit helped us with a shuttle that it's going to bring people into town. There's also some overflow parking at Motherlode Christian School from 8:30 in the morning until 1:30 in the afternoon. We'll be making an announcement to remind you at 1:30 that you need to pull your car out of that parking lot and repark.
Sure. And then there's going to be events taking place at the park all day long, along with food, plenty of games that the alumni can participate in. And then that evening, Over at Tuolumne Veterans Memorial Hall is the alumni dinner. Awards and presentation follows the dinner. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, this year we are honoring 7 people who were nominated into our Hall of Fame for 2022. So they'll be getting their gifts and awards. Michael Merrill will be making those presentations, our district superintendent. And the dinner is really about people connecting with each other again and visiting. The program for awards and the talking part of the program is going to be very brief. We have an hour cocktail party for people to check in and get into the room. And we've left plenty of time for visiting and just people having fun. That's what it's all about.
On Sunday, the entire day shifts over to the Somerville High School campus, starting with a pancake breakfast.
Boy Scout Troop 500, they are doing a fundraiser for a trip that their senior scouts are going to take next year into Minnesota, where they will travel up into Canada and canoe back to their home base in Minnesota. So it's going to be quite an experience for them. All the proceeds from the pancake breakfast go to the Scouting Troop 500.
There's going to be a couple of tours of the Somerville High School campus.
That's true. We know that there are alumni coming in and that have never seen the stadium and the new art room. They may never have seen the tennis courts or the girls' softball field.
Things will end with a closing ceremony and a time capsule burial. And then Somerville High School will celebrate with a 111th birthday cake and plenty of refreshments as the alumni say goodbye.
That's correct.
This is so full. I did not even mention half of the actual events that you have planned for this entire weekend. So there must be a website that a person could look at the full event list.
There is, and it's very simple. It's SomervilleFoundation.org.
Thank you, Jan.